This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Today's program comes to you from California, Illinois, and Ohio. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Manley and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. This episode of On Location is hosted by Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams and Brandy Gallebo of Franklin County Child Support Enforcement Services and features a conversation with the NCIA 2023 Innovative Partnership and Collaboration Awardee. Yamani, Amy, and Andy represent the team of people within the San Diego County Department of Child Support Services who created and implemented the Initiative for Justice-Involved Parents and Children, or better known as GIPC. Listen as they describe their mission, their passion for their work, and the impressive results that they and their program deliver to individuals and to their families. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
This is Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams. Welcome to On Location. Brandy Gallebo of Franklin County Child Support Enforcement Services is joining us as co-host for today's conversation. Brandy, do you want to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, thanks, Pat. I'm Brandy Gallebo, and if you have listened to these leadership awardees, I've been here for 20 years, so a new thing about me is my favorite color is a rainbow.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you, Brandy. Talking with Amy, Andy, and Yamani from the County of San Diego Department of Child Support Services. Amy, Andy, and Yamani are representing the team of people who created the Initiative for Justice-Involved Parents and Children, otherwise known as JIPC. The purpose of this initiative is to serve parents who are reintegrating into the lives of their children after being involved with the justice system. For this achievement, NCIA has recognized this team with the 2023 Innovative Partnership and Collaboration Award.
The Innovative Partnership and Collaboration Award recognizes innovation and partnership between a child support agency and any other group or groups that assist families. This includes, but is not limited to, collaborations between a child support agency and court or another agency, an organization or program serving parents, families, or children. Congratulations to you and your team. We're pleased to welcome you today. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Good morning. My name is Amy Gomez, and I've worked for San Diego's Department of Child Support Services for 33 years, and I am the supervisor of the JIPC team.
Hi, my name is Andy Monoxte. I have worked for the San Diego Child Support Department for 22 years, and I am a case manager assigned to the JIPC team.
Good morning. My name is Yamani. I am one of the child support managers here in San Diego County, Child Support Services, working with JIPC team. I have been with San Diego County DCSS for 22 years. Started as a child support officer, promoted to a supervisor. Now I am one of the managers. Prior to DCSS, I worked with San Diego HHSA for about 7 years. JIPC is a great team. And before we go there, I want to thank you, Pat and Brandy, for creating this kind of communication system where we can share our experience with the rest of child support professionals. And the operative word is engagement. Thank you.
Thank you all. You're right. The operating word is engagement. And we are just so thrilled to have the opportunity to have this conversation with you today. So what are the objectives of the JIPC?
The object, before I go to the objective, I would like to extend my gratitude and thank to California DCSS Director, Mr. David Kilgore, and our DCSS Director, Mr. Jeff Grissom, and the rest of our executive management team for allowing us to have some kind of flexibility, a degree of flexibility in creating JIPC team, providing us with the needed resources, and giving us unwavering support, encouragement throughout the conception, creation, and implementation of JIPC team. Often, when you work in a system that is designed to serve a large group of population, there's a good chance that you will miss to understand, appreciate any unique challenge a certain segment of that population is facing. With that in mind, our department decided to create JIPC team. We asked Amy and her team to organize and create specialized team that exclusively handle cases with incarcerated parents. The bold objective we asked Amy and the JIPC team to do is find an effective way of communication system to engage incarcerated parents regarding their child support cases, including going to jail and detention centers. Second, create efficiency in outreach system that connected incarcerated parents with available resources. Sometimes we incorrectly assume that everyone has the same access level to available resources. And an incarcerated parent may be hesitated to interact with DCSS because of the prior experience with legal system. Build trust by crafting communication method that is conducive and convenient and friendly to incarcerated parents, and try to build that relationship to help the parents engage with child support services. That's in a nutshell why we created the objective of JIPC team. I'm sure Amy and Andy will extend that, but that's the scope that we started the team.
Great, thank you for that explanation. What have been the largest obstacles or barriers facing justice-involved parents?
Okay. Good morning, this is Andy again. Upon release, these parents immediately face many obstacles to successfully re-entering society. Some of the most common problems facing newly released parents are the difficulty in finding a stable housing, employment, and transportation. If they are not court ordered to be in a rehabilitation centers or halfway houses and have no family support upon release, these parents do not have a place to live. They may have to go to shelters, but shelters are limited, and most end up being homeless after incarceration. In short, they lack housing. Further, due to their criminal background, they face scant job opportunities to find employers that are willing to hire those with a criminal history. Getting a job is often a requirement for newly released parents, but it is not easy to find one. Due to their incarceration period, they may have to explain the gap of employment. Here, they are placed in a difficult situation where they may have to explain the reason why they were incarcerated. In the end, many employers may pass these individuals up due to the criminal record. Lastly, they lack basic transportation. There are public transportations, but may not be close enough or accessible to them to use. If they are successful in getting housing and employment, these individuals need transportation to get from A to B. Due to their background, getting a vehicle may be difficult if public transportation is not feasible. I believe those are the three that are the barriers involving these parents.
So how has the JIPC used innovative community partnerships to serve parents within this program?
So our team's success would not be possible without collaboration from agencies such as the Center for Employment Opportunities, who are a national organization that provides life skills education, trade learning, and work experience to previously incarcerated individuals. They employ people who are currently on probation or parole. We also have attorneys from the Family Law Facilitator's Office who come into our office to help individuals file for court motions that may include visitation or custody issues. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office has approved my staff to enter all the local jails for one-on-one interviews with individuals who have child support cases, and then this helps with their reentry. We attend a monthly homeless court session with the Public Defender's Office, which are held at community sites, which are designed for homeless citizens to resolve outstanding fines, fees, and warrants. In addition to attending the veteran stand down events, which are held to assist homeless veterans with various resources, we also have a presence at the District Attorney's Care Resource Fair, and they also recently started a DocuReady Fair. Both are for those individuals dealing with homelessness, and we're able to help review their cases for modification, debt reduction, and license releases on the spot. And various local transitional living centers have invited us to come on site monthly to help individuals who are there on probation or in recovery. Most of the individuals are not allowed to work during the first 6 months of their program. So we're able to provide case reviews for modification and license releases so that way they can look for work when they're ready.
Sounds like you're really meeting the individuals where they are, and that's a very important point to make. What are the benefits to non-custodial parents?
Special attention is given to these cases. JIPC's primary focus is building relationship with parents and gaining trust along the way. We review their circumstances and provide step-by-step help and education to get them back on their feet and later be able to provide for their children. JIPC staff are going to detention center to provide parents with information and needed resources for a successful reentry to their community. Child support officers selected for the JIPC team are well-experienced, passionate, and willing to listen. They are able to help break down barriers and approach each case differently according to each parent's unique circumstances.
And how do you track or measure the JIPC team outcomes?
On a monthly basis, we follow up with the Center for Employment Opportunities on all the referrals, so that way we can assure that they have connected with the parties, and then we track how many non-custodial parents are now working. We monitor how many cases have ongoing child support with monthly that were previously not paying. We have monthly production stats, and we monitor our federal performance measures, which allows us to gauge the positive impact of our work.
It sounds like you closely monitor the success of your participants, and I'm sure that also informs your decisions and strategies on how to continually improve your program going forward. So thank you for sharing that. What suggestions would you offer to other child support agencies who may be considering similar initiatives?
It is our hope that other child support agencies take this model, modify, refine, or improve it to fit their departmental policy, create a better management model to reach out to parents with incarceration history. To begin with, I will start with one. Make sure you have a clean incarcerated history database in your system. You don't want kind of start with a different all over database, but start with a clean one. Make sure that which are the targeted cases that you want to reach. Build a team with staff who are excited, patient, and comfortable in meeting customers outside of their traditional office setting. You will have to go to detention centers, other reach out arrangements like a homeless and then employment centers. So make sure that your staffs are comfortable with that kind of working model, not the traditional coming to the office and talking to people. That would be my second advice. The third one, create smooth communication system with other partners. It's very important to create that kind of relationship with where the resources are, that you want to connect these incarcerated parents where they can get help, either in transportation, housing, in legal system advice, in employment services. If you have that communication system, the team will work much smoother and better. And the last one is be ready to exercise a degree of flexibility, creative, and boldness in managing JIPC teams. Hope you have a positive can-do attitude within that team. Every time I get out of from the team meeting or talking to one-on-one with my JIPC team and Amy, the synergy that I get is beyond belief. The positive outcome they have working together and communicating, it's just amazing. So my advice will be this: start with a clean start and database, and then build an exciting and talented team that they're willing to work outside of the traditional office environment.
Oh, thank you. That's great advice. So thank you very much for that. As you reflect on the JIPC and its partnerships, are there any specific success stories that you can share with our listeners?
Yes, we work closely with our partners, Center for Employment Opportunities, also known as CEO. They focus on individuals with incarceration history in order to break the cycle of reincarceration. We have developed an in-house referral to this partner where our parents go through a CEO program for job placement within the communities. We had a parent looking for a job in January of 2023. He complained about the difficulty of not passing his background check due to his criminal history. The worker referred him to CEO office for job opportunities. In February of 2023, he called our office to give thanks as the CEO representative had contacted him to report at a job site. In the same month, we sent out the income withholding order and he is currently paying on the case. So far, we had made 41 referrals to CEO and 25 are employed and 35 are making payments. Another partner we work well with is the Public Defender's Office that holds a homeless court once a month. It is a special court session held in a community site for homeless citizens with serious misdemeanor offenses. These individuals get their court fees and fines eliminated and licenses lifted from the court after completion of a program activities. Here, I meet with any individuals that may have their licenses suspended due to non-payment on their child support cases. This is where our department step in to alleviate some of the barriers in finding a job. I would immediately release their license without any payment on the case and further review their case for possible modification and qualification for a debt reduction program on aided arrears balance. I met with a mother in November of 2022 during homeless court. She finished her program, needed to get her court fees eliminated. Her license was in good standing already from a previous release by our office. So I suggested our debt reduction program to help her reduce the arrears balance quicker. I also suggested modification of her two child support orders based on her current financial situation. I am glad to say that after meeting her at the homeless court, she is paying on two child support orders and her child support debt reduced from $19,000 to $2,000. That is really what JIPC team is doing to help those get back on their feet after incarceration. These two individuals are the prime examples of what our team is really doing.
That is amazing. I am so glad we asked that question about what your successes are. To hear that 25 out of the 41 you referred are already working and 35 are paying. Yes. Is that what you said? Amazing. Great job. Great job. So congratulations again for NCIA 2023 Innovative Partnership and Collaboration Awardee. Thoughtful partnerships and empathetic engagement with formerly justice-involved non-custodial parents provide tangible benefits to the non-custodial parent, as well as to the children and families who benefit from their support. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Thank you, and we appreciate the opportunity.
I've learned so much through this conversation, and I'm honestly very inspired. So thank you for sharing what you do, how you do it, and the impact, the really positive impact you have on people who may see their situations as hopeless. You're really making a difference and you're all to be commended. So thank you so much for sharing this. As I mentioned, your work is really inspiring. We appreciate the opportunity to share the success of your initiative within our larger child support community. Again, I'm Pat O'Donnell of Young Williams, and on behalf of Brandy Gallego and NCIA On Location, thank you all for listening today.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.